Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday at the Omni Nashville Hotel here at Barlines. Appreciate them for having us here. Real excited about our next guest because we haven't got to talk to him in a while. And they have started the spring program. Team 6 officially has begun. And Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee joins us now here on the program. Coach, how the heck are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. I hope y'all are doing well. It's good to be on with you guys.
Well, we're excited to watch what the men's and women's basketball teams are going to do in the NCAA tournament, but also excited to see what you guys are doing with Team 6 as you get spring practice and all of that started with the spring game coming up on April 18th. How does it feel to get this going again?
It feels great. I want to just say, I mean, like, you know, over the weekend watching Mark's team play was so much fun. I watching Corbs' team play and them battling LSU at home was awesome. Obviously, Shay has her group rolling, and I'm excited for them. So it's a great time to be a Commodore, and we're glad to be back to work too. I mean, obviously, we got a lot of changes on our end in terms of our team, but we're excited about what we have and who we're becoming. And obviously, this spring will be big in terms of growing our quarterbacks up and kind of seeing how the identity team of the team shifts around you know, what we've lost, but what we're becoming in its place.
You obviously look at the course of the last few years, and Diego Pavia's impact is going to forever be felt. And there are others that are a part of that team, Eli Stowers, you know, and more. But him being the quarterback, that his name is always going to come up. And so a part of the narrative is going to be, how does Vanderbilt, what happens next after Diego Pavia? How much do you talk about that with your team, look at that with your team of, you know, remembering all the impact that those guys had, but also looking at the faces that are in front of you and preparing them for what's in front of them and the job that they have to do?
Well, we honor the fact that all those guys that came in here left an indelible marker on our program, and it's through their work and sacrifice that we are positioned where we are. And this team, Team 6, has a great opportunity to take the foundation that they've put in place, and we can run with it and create something that's sustainable. I mean, I think our team is a team that has a chip on its shoulder. Like, you know, we always feel doubted and counted out. And I think the narratives that form around this program being about one or two players kind of feed that chip on the shoulder attitude. So obviously we want to honor those guys in the way we carry on their legacy forward. But also, we want to show to everyone that this program is about more than one or two players. It's about a group of people that have come together to do something that hasn't been done before. And we take a lot of pride in the way we approach our work. And we understand that we have something to prove. And so we embrace that. And now we shift focus on what actually matters. That's the work. So we're not going to spend a ton of time on the external narratives. We're going to focus on the internal investment. And we know part of the challenge is, how is this team forming, and how does it take shape in a way that makes it a dangerous team in the fall?
Clark Lee is with us, Vanderbilt football coach. You have a young man that played just down the road at Nashville Christian, and Jared Curtis, that is now on your football team. What did you see from him in his first spring practice, and how exciting is it to be able to mold a young individual coming in his freshman year?
Well, we obviously love Jared, and we love to have him with us. He's had a really good winter. I've been impressed with the way he's approached his work. He's tough, cares about his teammates. He's really not a person that walks around wanting to be the center of attention, and yet also understands that, you know, that there's a spotlight that comes with being as high-profile a player as he is. As far as his first day goes, it looked like the first day. I mean, there were flashes, but also there's a lot of learning ahead of him, and we need to give him space to grow and make his mistakes. And also, you know, look, he's one of four right now competing for this job. And so it's about how, you know, he maximizes his reps, and those other guys do the same in their turns, and we find the best person to lead our program going forward. That's going to take time, and unfortunately, we don't have to rush to a decision there. We can take our time with it too, and hopefully get him to a point of development where, you know, he's at his best, and he's competing with the other guys while they're at their best too.
We're talking to Clark Lee on the Chase and McJoe Show. Coach, has your kind of analysis of spring practice changed through the years? I ask this because when I played college ball one spring, the whole purpose was just to beat the hell out of each other. The next spring was about learning and teaching. Which approach works for you? I mean, do you adapt it every year to what you feel like your team needs?
To a point, but I mean, I think this is all about team formation. So what are the foundational aspects of this program that we want to show up when it's time to play in the fall? And that's about, you know, playing to an identity. That's about being tough and physical. It's about having a core, you know, group of calls in all three phases that we like hang our hat on. And then, you know, from that, we kind of develop those change ups that define what, you know, winning is going to look like for us in the fall. So, I mean, this is a fun time of year. Our guys went through 8 weeks of winter training. They're prepared to go out and play. We get a chance to go celebrate, you know, 15 times, basically, get on the field, go to work, do the things that we love to do together. And from that process, really center in on an identity that is going to define how we play in the fall. That is the goal. That's what we're looking at. Obviously staying healthy is important, but, we want to practice to an identity and practice to a style every time we're out there.
Why couldn't you have been my college coach? I like that approach much better than beating the snot out of each other every day. Clark Lee's with us on the show today. I know the quarterback part, you know, you said you got 1 of 4 there. Is there another concern area? Concern might be a big word there, but that you're going to pay a little bit more attention to because you lost some guys?
Well, we have opportunity. I mean, obviously, with the O-line, we're going to replace a bunch of staffs, so we have to, you know, we have to sort that out. I've got a ton of confidence in the players, but also in Jeff Nady and Chris Klonakis. They're two of the best in the country, and I'm excited to see that room take shape. You know, our tight end room, we return some experienced staffs. The guy like Cole Spence comes back and is going to be a leader there for us, but also bringing in some new players and bringing them along. The receiver room, obviously, again, we return snaps, but, you know, we're going to have to account for Trey's production and let that group kind of form its identity through the spring. I'm glad to have Junior Sherrill back and feel strongly about his leadership in that room. And then, you know, when you're raising new quarterbacks and you're developing them to be ready to win games, it's about how you strengthen around them. And so, Steady Alexander and MK Young, those are guys that we're going to really rely on and lean on as we look to establish run game through the tailback to take some of the pressure off the quarterback position. Diego was a guy that could do it all, and we want to simplify a little bit for our new quarterbacks so that, you know, they can focus on the things they need to do really well, but also rely on guys like Steady and MK to carry the load back there. And I think that fits to the identity of this team. I mean, part of this is going to be about how we return to controlling the game through the run, being explosive in the pass, you know, shortening the game and applying consistent pressure to the opponent over four quarters. Defensively, you know, we really return a lot of snaps. The corner position's one that needs to take some shape. We have some returners there that we feel good about, but we need to build depth. We know in this league you got to be able to win out there on the perimeter, and then obviously the defensive line too. I mean, there's a combination of new faces on the edge. We got a couple of guys that are out post-surgical in the winter, so we're going to develop our depth through the spring, but really like the middle of our defense and think we have a chance to really improve on that side of the ball.
I love it. Coach, I'm going to give you a very simple question, and you can take as long as you want to answer this. Why should an NFL team draft Diego Pavia?
Well, his track record, well, first of all, when you know, I think a lot has been said about his height and all those things. When you look at the analytic measures on, I'm talking about average depth of target, throws beyond the sticks, the big play throws. I mean, his numbers match up with everyone else that's in this draft. I mean, it's not like he's thrown a bunch of step back screens and hitch routes and they've gone for touchdowns. This guy pushes the ball down the field. And so that's all been evidenced in the way he plays. He's a process-driven guy. He obviously is a super smart football player and put us in great positions to be successful a year ago. But I mean, I think when you so those are just surface level, you know, playing reasons
sure.
to draft him. When you talk about his competitive fiber, his competitive makeup, and the way he raises and elevates the performance of everyone around him, I don't know what else he needs to do. I mean, he won a national championship at NIMI. He goes and wins 10 games at New Mexico State, and he won 10 games for us this past season at Vanderbilt. This guy is a difference maker. And you know, I get that there are going to be reasons and things that create skepticism, but he's a winner. And I'm excited to watch him land, and I'm excited to watch him go and win games in the NFL too.
We're talking to Clark Lee, a Vanderbilt football coach, who is with us on the program. So you got these spring practices that you were talking about of what you're trying to accomplish. Do you feel like start basically having a month with these guys, you know, still gives you the amount of time you need to set them up to when they walk in for fall camp, everybody's on the same page and ready to go?
Well, no. But fortunately, we're going to have 5 weeks here, and then we'll have the summer. This is all about the cycles of the season. So we go through 8 weeks of training, and I mean, that is, you know, that is running to the hard places so that we can reform as a team. It's being challenged in the weight room and on the field, so that we can strengthen and purify our identity. Now we're going to take that and we're going to sharpen it on the football field. And there are certain specific things that we need to improve upon. I mean, we had six games last year that were decided by a total of 7.8 points. That's our three losses plus wins against LSU and Auburn and Missouri. And you know, the Alabama game was a 16-point swing. So there are things that we need to learn about what we did a year ago that we can apply to this part of our formation cycle, spring ball, where we're looking to be a team that is consistent, can apply steady pressure. I think a year ago, when you look at our three losses, Texas and Iowa, I felt like it took to the third quarter for us to show up and play our style. I thought against Alabama, we started fast, but we lost ourselves through the middle of the game. And so we know that it takes four quarters, you know, in our league, and spring practice will be an important part of starting that kind of four quarter consistent mindset. Every time we get a chance to go on the field, we're developing, we're attacking with that attitude and developing that mindset. And that way, this 5 weeks is going to be really important. We'll then reset in the summer and get back into kind of refining, you know, in the weight room and in our conditioning. And then, you know, we will be better and more prepared when we get to fall camp. We'll have a month of work then that'll be super important to set ourselves up for the season we want to have.
Coach, we've talked to you, you know, many times over the years, and, you know, especially you've talked about after things weren't going great of how you kind of looked at yourself in the mirror and kind of changed your game up, and that, you know, Coach Kill coming in helped with some of that. Now that the success has come, how does that evolution continue for you? And how has the confidence of seeing what you and your coaches can do, how has that kind of changed how you go about going into a season?
Well, and the results are all lag effects. So to your point, I mean, you know, we're experiencing things now that are the result of decisions we made 2 and 3 years ago. And some of those decisions are in reimagining the vision for the program and kind of, you know, redirecting the blueprint for our build. But also there are more subtle things that are about environment and competitive attitude and response that we've kind of taken on as our DNA. You hope those things never change. You know, that needs to be the signature of what it means to play football at Vanderbilt. Is we're going to be tough. We're going to be physical. You know, we want to win at home. We want to be road warriors. We want to attack what's in front of us. And that is a DNA, or that is an identity, is really important to keep in the forefront. And then from there, the adjustments become, you know, we're going to hold the center. We're going to refine the edges. We're going to look at, you know, what is this team? What are the skills of this team? Where are the strengths? How do we best position in all three phases for us to put together winning performance in the fall? That's where, as coaches, we have to be nuanced. I think coming into year six, we have a pretty good foundation in place, and I feel like, there's something tangible that exists here. There's a program that I'm proud of. And yet to win, it's always going to be about being agile and adjusting and really playing to the strengths of the team. And we have to learn about that through the next 5 weeks. So it's a constant game of refinement and evolution. And that's what makes this a fun and exciting profession is, you know, every day is a chance to kind of evaluate where you are and project where you want to go. And then you build the systems in place to try to get you there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. It's hard to believe spring practice is here, but we're excited about it and always enjoy the chats with you. Best of luck through the spring. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. That is Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach, joining us here on the program.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We got some big breaking news that is happening that could affect some of us.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe in hour number 3, 102.5 The Game.